is Dan.
Dan Rusinowski. There he is, the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks. How was your weekend, buddy?
It's a crazy weekend. It was spent digitally. That's the way it was, all over the place in the East Coast. Right now I'm sitting in Philadelphia, and today is the trade deadline. So we're expecting a lot of news today, perhaps some involving the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, the trade deadline is noon today, so yeah, there'll be a lot of news coming out today. How about that story of the Zamboni driver that had to go in and play goalie for the Carolina Hurricanes? Isn't it true that the San Jose Sharks backup goalie is you?
No, it's not me. I've never played goal. I have to tell you, Ben Guerrero, who is in our media relations department, was a goaltender, and he's actually taken shots from Alex Ovechkin when he was working for the Washington Capitals. But he said that he stopped him once, and he stopped him with a flourish, and then he never saw the puck the rest of the practice. So that's usually what happens. But this guy, David Ayers, 42 years old, is a Zamboni driver. He's been a backup goalie, the third goalie for the Maple Leafs and their AHL team, the Marlies, for, I don't know, 7-8 years. And he's never played at a higher level, I think, than junior B or senior hockey, which is certainly a cut below professional or even college hockey. And the fact that he came in and was able to do that, and I don't know if you saw on YouTube, but they actually taped him inside the dressing room. He got a shower of beer and soda or whatever they had in there. And then the coach, Rod Brind'Amour, came out and gave a really inspired speech about how much it meant to him. And I thought that was really a special night for the NHL. One of the cool things about hockey, you never hear about, you know, a guy coming out of the stands to pitch or catch in baseball or, you know, to play quarterback or be a kicker in football. But in hockey, we have this sort of tradition with goalies that if the two goalies on the roster get hurt, you can call somebody out who stands, and they have somebody there, and he was one of them.
Next up, the Sharks take on Philadelphia tomorrow on the road. Puck drops at 4 o'clock. It's only available on the Sharks app. If you don't have the Sharks app, make sure you download that. What makes a good Philly cheesesteak, Dan, since you're in Philly right now, and I'm sure you're going to grab one of those before you leave?
In fact, I am going to grab one. I've got a couple of favorite places. What makes it, I think, first of all, you have to have fresh bread, which has nothing to do with the quality of meat. You have to have a high quality of meat. But I think, you know, some people argue for Velveeta cheese. I think that's gross. I think I'd rather argue for, you know, the finest quality provolone cheese, I think, is what I like to put on it. To me, it's the highest quality ingredients, but the bread is a big part of it. It can't be too bready. It's got to be a nice mix with the meat and the cheese.
Yeah, the bread is simply a vessel. Sharks Flyers tomorrow at 4 on the Sharks app. If you don't have it, download it. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it.